Music right there from The National. It's from their latest album, Trouble Will Find Me. That was Sea of Love. You're listening to Kaleidoscope on member-supported 91.3 WYSO. I'm Juliet Frumholt. Very happy to be with you this evening and very happy to welcome back two prior guests to our show. They've both been here on their own, but they're here tonight together to talk about a really great collaboration they've got going on. We'll hear from Justin Howard here in a minute, but first I'm going to have Trey Stone play some live tunes for us. Take it away, Trey.
All right. Sometimes I'm not as good as I think I am. Sometimes I turn out better than I thought. I work so hard at trying to be true to myself while pretending I am something that I'm not. I move boldly into unknown situations, but often end up crippled by my fear. But hey, I'm only human and I don't know what I'm doing. So give me a break, my dear. Sometimes I close myself off from the whole world, and solitude seems to fit me like a glove. I work so hard at trying to be true to myself, and I always seem to hurt the ones I love. It's a struggle just to cope with my emotions, and it's hard to keep my toes up on the line. But hey, I'm only human and I don't know what I'm doing. So give me a break this time. I'm not too good at math, and I rarely take a bath, and I have trouble getting my assignments done. My memory is hazy, you know I'm kind of lazy, and I think that I look funny when I run. So think that you're imperfect, and adversity seems to stop you on a dime. Well, hey, you're only human and you don't know what you're doing. So give yourself a break this time. Give yourself a break this time. Give yourself a break this time.
Trey Stone, live in the WYSO studios. Welcome, Trey.
Thank you, Juliet.
Or welcome back, I should say.
Thank you.
And welcome back as well to Justin Howard from the Black Box Improv Theater in downtown Dayton.
Thank you.
Very happy to have you guys both here.
It's nice to be here.
It's been, let's see, for Trey, it's been a few months. For Justin, it's been about a year since last you were here on the show. Trey, I want to start with you. What's been going on since you released the album?
Well, I've, you know,
the band that I record the album with was a kind of a bunch of a loose conglomeration of folks. But since then, I've some of those folks have continued to actually be in the band, and now I have a band. And we've been doing a bunch of shows. We just had a show at the Oregon Express down in the Oregon District this past weekend. We're playing the Dayton Music Fest coming up on October 5th. We've had a big CD release party at Canal Street, and that went extremely well. And the album has been moving at a fairly nice pace. So hooray for Dayton. Yeah, it's been going great.
And Justin, it's been about a year since you've been here. When last you were here, things were really just getting rolling for the Black Box Improv Theater. How's it been going? I've been hearing great things.
Good, thank you. Yeah, it's been going really well. We just hit our 1 year anniversary a few weeks back in mid July. I guess it's over a month now. Things are going great. We have well over 100 students now taking classes. We've gone from 2 shows a weekend to 4 shows every weekend. So that's been really good for us. We've been able to rotate in some really interesting shows, one of which just finished their run called, we called it Unwritten Shakespeare. And yeah, they got on stage and basically improvised a show in a Shakespearean tone and language and all that. And it was just brilliant. So, and things are going really well when you're working with the Trey Stone, from former music director of Second City, and you get to do a project with him. I think things are going pretty well. So
that's the perfect lead-in. You guys are working together, and people can experience that live this Friday at 8:30 at the Black Box Improv Theater, improvised musical. Tell me about what you guys are going to be doing.
It's going to be a lot of fun. It's going to be about 2 hours or so. Although it is called the Improvised Musical, it's going to be a lot of Trey Stone and the Ringers. His whole band is going to be there. They're going to open the show with some music, and throughout the night, he's going to be playing songs off of his album. We're going to do a little bit of just some fun, upbeat, you know, shorter versioned improv, not short form, but shorter version. And then after our intermission, we're going to go into an improvised musical, which is 45 minutes to an hour of 100% nobody knows what they're doing, but yet we know what we're doing. So even Trey, he has no idea what he's going to be playing or why or what it's going to sound like. And we have no idea what we'll be singing when he starts playing until it happens. It's a blast. It's just, I'm really super excited about the night. And then we'll finish things off with more of Trey's music. So it's actually going to have a lot of variety to it, but it's going to be a really fun night.
Now, I know, you know, Trey, you were a music director at Second City in Chicago. Mm-hmm. And Justin, your background is in improv performance. How do you guys prepare for a long stretch of improvised musical? I can't even wrap my head around how you go about, you know, preparing the cast, and Trey, how you prepare to launch into a performance like that.
Well, we were just talking about that a minute ago before we went on the air, and we were saying that there are certain things you can do to prepare, like warming your voice up or having confidence in your abilities on stage to improvise. It's very important. But then again, you know, like Justin said, it's completely 100% made up, just like our conversation is right now. So in a way, there really is very little you can do to prepare yourself for it. You get a suggestion from the audience for, you know, either a title of a musical or just a random word. They give it to you, and the whole thing launches from there. You can't go into it with any preconceived notions whatsoever. I think with a musical, improvising a musical as opposed to other improv, you have to keep in mind, you know, that in a musical, usually emotions are always very heightened, you know, and things are usually fairly fast-paced and that type of thing. You know, there's certain things like that you keep in mind. But other than that, there's really not much you can do to prepare yourself.
Right. Yeah, I just go up there and pretend like it's my marriage, you know. Like emotions are high and things are tense. For our end, you know, we got together five of our, not the five most talented, but five of our most talented improvisers who also had great musicality. Singing voices range, you know, from good to average, but in terms of just understanding of music and understanding of musicals, So that was kind of my thing. And then we got together as a group and we worked on how we would go through this. Trey won't say this about himself, but I'll say it. I don't think Trey needs practice. So when he came into practice with us for the first time, our jaws all dropped because it's just even sitting here watching him play that song when you brought us in. His fingers are like magic. Like for someone who doesn't play the piano, I know it's like, oh, yeah, piano's piano. But the guy is a wizard. And
I'm massaging Justin's leg right now.
That is a whole separate thing, though. Like that doesn't affect what I'm saying. So and really for us, you know, just going through it the first time. I think honestly, the first time we practiced it was probably good enough to be an actual show.
Yeah.
And then it's just, OK, let's sit down and talk about this. Improv is actually a pretty intelligent mental thing. So it's not like we're all just up there giggling and cutting jokes. It's real thought out. And the way that Trey approaches his music is the same. So it was really simple. We were talking about a few different things we're going to work on, and then and off we go.
Improv is a lot like jazz music or some other collaborative art forms where a lot of times it doesn't matter who you're doing it with, if you've ever met them before, ever rehearsed with them before. That's one of the beauties of it, is that if you get, you know, for instance, in this case, five talented improvisers and a talented musician in the same room, you can go ahead and do it and put on a darn good show, as long as everybody is listening to each other and open to each other's ideas.
Right.
There's a big rule in improv, which is yes and. I don't know if you've ever heard that before. Mm-hmm. So yes and. It means if somebody presents an idea, it's imperative that you say yes to it. And then it's imperative that you add to it. So
And that really applies to the music too, you know?
Yeah, absolutely everything.
When I start talking about something that's, you know, I say to like my spouse in the scene, you know, things aren't really going well. And if we didn't have children, maybe this would be a whole different deal or something. You know, I say something really deep with emotion like that. And Trey starts playing something. The whole yes and applies to that too. Like I'm agreeing with his song. And so if he plays something that's really pushing that emotion, so am I, hopefully. If he plays something that's a little lighter, maybe I'm going to, maybe I'm going to sing a song about my bad marriage in a very jovial way, you know.
Yeah, right.
And then the back and forth constantly goes, you know. He's trying to turn around and feed back into us. And that's where it takes a talented musician. We wanted to do an improvised musical almost since we opened. But there are so many combination of things you need to do as a musician. It's not just being a good pianist. It's not just being able to make up songs. It's understanding improv. It's understanding comedy. It's understanding drama, all those things. And the guy's got a resume like you wouldn't believe.
Yeah.
So.
And it's all about listening. It's all about listening. I might have be playing a song and be thinking to myself, like, this is the form of the song I'm playing, and there's another 8 bars until it would end if this were a record. And yet, if I sense that all of a sudden it's time to end the song, or if another actor comes in and cuts it off for some reason because mm-hmm. something dramatic is happening, you got to be ready for all that stuff, on the turn of a dime.
Yeah.
That's a saying.
Yeah.
I have to say, it does seem like it's way more than doing what I think some people may think when they think, oh, improv with music, it's like, oh, improv, and there's somebody like just accompanying you. Trey, you're an active performer in this, and you're contributing to the scene mm-hmm. as much as the actors on stage are.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's right. Well, I can force them to sing something. That's the yes and thing is mm-hmm. if they're in the middle of a scene and all of a sudden I start playing a song, well, they've got to start singing, you know, and so I will use that power judiciously, and yet I do have that power.
Well, speaking of using your power judiciously, can I use my power to get you to play another one for
sure,
us right now?
Absolutely.
All right.
All right. Here we go.
Things are coming up, and they're now becoming something good. Things are coming up, and they're feeling just like they should. Things are coming up, and it's looking like a brand new day. Hey, it's been a long time coming around, but honey, things are coming up. Things are growing fast, and I finally know the reason why. Things are growing fast.
and they're reaching up and towards the sky. Things are coming up, and the light is helping me to see. I'm footloose and fancy free, and honey, things are coming up. I used to walk around the street with my sad shoes on and a clown hanging over my head. Now I'm down the road and my blues are gone, and I'm making something happen instead.
Trey Stone, live in the WYSS studios. He is joined by Justin Howard of the Black Box Improv Theater in downtown Dayton. Now, earlier, Justin, you said that the idea of improvised musical was something that you guys wanted to do from the very start of the Black Box Improv Theater. How is it that you two came together to start this collaboration? Because I kind of knew you both separately. And I know there were a lot of people saying, hey, we need to hook these guys up and get them working together. How'd that all happen?
Well, I think I was praying, God, send me the best person possible in the world. And he did. So, I mean, you can't ask for someone better than 15 years at Second City. I think I met you the first time at Ghostlight Coffee, Glad Girl Shelly.
Right. Yeah, the Dayton connector. She is the connector, right?
Right.
Yeah, Shelly introduced us, and then when my CD release party was coming along, I wanted someone to MC the show, and I was thinking, who would be good to do that? Who'd be good to do that? Well, I'll bet Justin would be good. He's got an improv background. He's comfy in front of an audience. I wanted someone who could get up there and work the crowd and be comfortable doing that, and so I called him up, and he said yes, and that's the first time we worked together.
Right, yep. Yeah. And in my head, the whole time, I'm like, I think I'm getting closer to an improvised musical here. So, I gladly did it. And, you know, when I first met Trey, I think Shelley introduced us in a way that was like, hey, he does improv, and you used to work at an improv place. And I remember when I met Trey, I looked at him, and I thought, man, I don't think this guy wants to do improv stuff. So, I think after working with some of the famous people he's worked with, he probably looked at me and thought, like, oh, this guy thinks he's funny.
Well,
so,
that's not true.
But, I think if we had started collaborating then, we would not have been ready, for mm-hmm. sure. A lot of the people that are in this show Friday night have been working with us since we opened. But for the most part, I have the most improv tenure of the group. But so we've gotten really good together, and I think for Trey, too, he was working on an album and trying to put that together. So I think the timing, for me at least, it is great. Gives us an opportunity to promote him and his music, too. And the cool thing about our place, we have so many students, and people are so committed to our place. And I think just in general, people are committed to Dayton. You know, they want to see something good happen. And so the idea of Trey being there, all of a sudden he just added 100+ fans to his fan base because everybody loves Trey now. And I think just timing wise, everything is now perfect. Where it's coming
together. Likewise, I mean, Justin opening the Black Box Improv Theater, I think that this is exactly the kind of thing that Dayton has been aching for. You know what I mean? I'm new to Dayton. I've only been here for a couple of years, and so I don't have that. You know, I don't know what Dayton has been like for the past 30 years. I'm not really intimately familiar with it, and so I come from an outsider's perspective. And it seems like Dayton has such a huge pool of talent. I know, of course, the music scene here is unbelievable, especially for a place this size. You know, I mean, it's really an unbelievable pool of talent. Dayton, geographically speaking, even is in the right spot with so many places, you know, within an hour's right. drive that you can get to that you can draw audiences from. The Black Box Improv Theater is just a great addition to the cultural scene here in Dayton, and the fact that it's picking up momentum like this is fantastic.
Yeah, really excited about it.
Yeah,
Trey, did you ever think that you would be doing something like this when you came to Dayton, or did you think your improv days were kind of over when you left Chicago?
No, in fact, Justin was kind of right when Shelley first introduced us. Said this guy has an improv theater and used to play improv. I was kind of thinking to myself, like, I don't know. You know, I'm working on an album, and I had left that world behind a little bit, you know. But then after Justin and I worked together on my CD release party, I was the one who contacted you, I think. I said, you know what, I wonder if there's something that you and I could do together that would be beneficial for the band and me, and also beneficial for your theater. And I asked Justin, I said, do you have any ideas? And within 5 minutes, like, yes, I have an idea. Here's my idea.
It's very well thought out.
So what's happening Friday night was his idea. And I said, well, okay, well, let's just do that then, you know, because that sounds pretty darn good. So it's been a joy the whole way through.
And Justin, what's it like for you to, you know, you've had a lot of students that have been with you from the beginning, to be able to sort of offer them, you know, either as participants or just as audience members or part of your Black Box community, to be able to offer them this experience?
Yeah, that is a big thing. For me, a lot of the reason we opened is I'm not trying to pursue my own comedy career so much kind of open that world to people around here. I think people think sometimes that it's either Chicago or New York or nothing. So I love that we're exposing people to Trey. You know, anytime you have connections in your life, it's a good thing, right? So and just people knowing Trey and knowing that a few years from now, if somebody does move out to New York or Chicago, they can call Trey and say, hey, Trey, you know, like, I met this guy that knows you, and that's a good connection to have. But I think even more so, the big thing for me when we opened in Dayton is I don't want, just because we're in Dayton, I don't want to be a lesser version of the art, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so having Trey there, it just solidifies what we're doing. You know, for me, even though I've done improv for a long time, it was still a little bit threatening, a little overwhelming to be like, man, I'm going to be on stage with the guy who was on stage with, and then name the people, right?
Yeah.
I mean, people that are famous today and have been for years, I think is a little nerve-wracking for us. But that's the sort of thing we need in Dayton. We need things to be better. You know, you talk about how good the music scene is here, and that's what it needs to be. You know, people pushing, trying to be better, trying to get in front of more crowds.
That's the thing, is that Dayton, I mean, the talent is here. You know, and it's just it's maybe like a little bit, you know, underexposed.
Yeah,
you know,
absolutely.
And unexercised or something. You know, it's the talent's here, and you're right. You know, there's no reason why anything that goes on here isn't and can't be the same level that it is at other places.
Yeah,
because audiences here are hip.
Yeah,
you know,
absolutely.
they know it's good and bad.
And I think for Friday's show, I've said this several times leading up to it, a lot of people who are really into musical theater are probably like, ah, improvise, that's just going to be a joke of a musical. I don't know. I would kind of put this thing up against some legit musicals that are in the area. We have amazing improvisers, especially when you take into account most of them have been doing it under 5 years. When you go to a place like Chicago or New York, everybody's story is, I've been doing this for 12 years. I've been doing this for whatever. So you're right. There's so much talent in Dayton. Every day I get contacted by someone who's interested in classes, and it's amazing how much talent is here. And then to pair it up with someone like Trey is incredible. If I was a musician, I would follow him around everywhere, just try to pick up things, because the guy just is so talented. It's unbelievable. And we're really excited to be able to showcase his talent, because it's one thing to get up there and play your own songs that you've rehearsed. I think a lot of times people can be like, well, that's a good song, and that's really good. He's good at that. But put him up there with nothing and listen to what comes out, and that's incredible. And so to have that in Dayton, I hope people start realizing there's a real talent here. So let's get out and see this guy before he ends up, you know, being pulled into a larger market somehow, because the talent is just incredible.
Well, and the cross-pollination of the audience members is really exciting to me, to get, you know, some of the folks from the music scene to come out who maybe have only seen improv on TV, some of the, you know, the acting and improvising community that maybe know there are people playing music in our community but haven't really gone out to Canal Street or Blind Bob's or something and seen it. That synergy is very exciting, and I'll be excited to see sort of what happens next when you get, you know, kind of all those people in the same room. That's kind of, you know, where, not to be cheesy, but that's kind of like a good place for the magic to happen, for more of those connections to be made.
Yeah,
right.
Exactly.
That was the idea that we had behind doing this whole thing.
Right.
Yeah.
It is Friday night at the Black Box Improv Theater in downtown Dayton, 8:30 p.m. Improvised musical. Trey Stone and the Ringers are going to be playing from ahead of the pack, the brand new, well, new enough.
Yeah, couple months.
Yeah, a couple months. Like, yeah, right. It's still brand new. The brand new album.
Compared to the Beatles. Yeah.
See, there you go. So they're going to be playing the Black Box Improv Theater. Troop members are going to be doing their thing. And then Trey and the improvisers are going to be performing together on the stage. Very exciting. You know, kind of a Hallmark night, kind of worth being there. And you're going to have like food trucks outside and all this stuff. It's going to be a big First Friday thing.
Yeah, we've got a couple food trucks lined up outside. Now I'm wishing I knew exactly their names. But we're excited to have them. One's a cupcake truck, I think.
Go Cupcake.
And, yeah. Mm-hmm. And then, or do you know them all? So if I say something.
Maybe.
Cheese, something.
Say cheese.
They
say cheese. Yes. They did our open house.
Did they?
Yes.
So they're going to be outside, and so people can be a part of that too. So
is that the grilled cheese truck?
Julia, is that the grilled cheese truck?
If it's say cheese, they're the grilled cheese truck.
Okay,
they were at the WISO open house.
Okay, I know them.
We might be promoting a different food truck right now. There's going to be cheese. I know that. Cheese.
Cheese makes everything better.
and that's C'est cheese, I believe.
Yes.
Is it?
Yeah. Just so everyone's hip to the French.
Well, for both of you guys, before we hear some more music, what's next for you after this Friday? Trey, I know you said you've got Dayton Music Fest coming up. Anything else big this fall that we should be keeping our eyes to?
Just a couple other shows. I'm going to be playing with the Repeating Arms at One Eyed Jack's coming up. I can't remember the date right now, but also I'm be playing with a band from Chicago called the Claudettes at Canal Street on November 9th. And so we're really excited about that.
Very cool. If people want to keep tabs on where you're playing, where should they go?
The Last Waltz, I believe.
Yes.
Yes. Thanksgiving Day, am I right?
I don't know for sure.
Okay. Well, if you're in town over Thanksgiving weekend, the big Last Waltz show that's been happening is going to be happening, and I believe that's going to be a benefit for a little old radio station here down in Yellow Springs, I think.
What I'm hearing. Okay. Yes. If people want to keep tabs on what you're doing, where should they go online?
They should go to reverbnation.com/TreyStone777. That's TReyStone777.
And Justin, what's coming up for the Black Box Improv Theater?
Well, we are We're having someone out from Upright Citizens Brigade in early November, so we're going to get going with start working our way through some sketch writing stuff, so we're excited about that. End of November, we are going to have a woman come out from Los Angeles, and we're going to have a night where she does her one-woman show and some improv. I think that's right after Thanksgiving, actually, the weekend after. And we'll probably have a special night for Halloween. I just thought of that today. I was in Walmart and they're just inundated with Halloween, and I was like, oh, that's a holiday, I should do something. So we'll probably do something like that, but hopefully sometime maybe between now and the new year we can get together with Trey and the Ringers for something something fun and unusual. So.
Yes, please.
If people want to get involved with your classes or just keep tabs on performances, where should they check you guys out online?
So our website is DaytonBlackBox.com. We have information on classes if you're 18 and older. Our next class is starting Sunday, October 6th, and it's 3 hours a week for 6 weeks. If you are in junior high or high school, we have classes starting for you that run 10 weeks. It's the end of the month, starting September 28th. It'll be 2 hours on a Saturday for 10 weeks, and at the end of 10 weeks, they'll actually be performing at our place, too, so it's pretty cool. Junior high and high school opportunities there, too. So that's how you get involved at our theater. We have 3 levels of classes, and then at that point you can audition for the different shows that we have going on and get involved in all the other things, like Trey Stone Night, which is we're going to make that a holiday probably.
Okay, all right.
And then,
I'm on board with that.
And sketch stuff and whatever it comes about. So DaytonBlackBox.com.
Cool. Can we hear one more song, Trey?
You got it.
Every sidewalk in town seems to bring me around back to Eleanor Street. Every street that I cross, I seem to get lost back on Eleanor Street. The only friend that I have is a well-worn path and the blisters upon my every sidewalk in town seems to bring me around back to Eleanor Street. With every beer that I drink, I just can't help but think of when we first met. She walked up to my chair, she brushed back my hair and lit my cigarette. Now I drink in the car, 'cause the boys in the bar have figured out that we're through. And I know that she's in there loving somebody new. Seems to stare back at me like my sadness is a well-known fact. The gutters await my arrival, and the crickets laugh behind my back. I guess they'll never see someone lonely as me, and I feel I'm the ever had his whole life come undone. And every sidewalk in town seems to bring me around back to Eleanor Street. Every street that I cross, I seem to get lost back on Eleanor Street. Only friend that I have is a well-worn path and the blisters upon
sidewalk in town seems to bring me around back to Eleanor Street.
Trey Stone, live. Check out Trey and Justin Howard.
Did I cough on beat there? Was that?
Yeah, it's perfect, buddy. Thank you.
Punctuation.
Just like we rehearsed.
Watering over here. I'm like, don't let it up.
It's live.
Yes, that's proof right there. That was improv.
That was real.
That's improv.
I made that cough up right there on the spot.
As soon as he started coughing, I started laughing as I sang. And so, yeah.
Eleanor Street got a lot happier at the end.
Yeah, all right. Nice place, Eleanor Street. Yeah, actually, you know every sidewalk in town seems to bring me around.
Friday night at the Black Box Improv Theater in downtown Dayton. They're on 3rd Street. It is improvised musical. It starts at 8:30. Trey Stone and the Ringers are going to be playing. Trey will be performing with the Black Box Improv Theater troupe members. They will be doing some different things for the first part of the show, and then they're going to be doing a full-fledged improvised musical for the second half. Really exciting stuff. Check it out.
Nearly a sellout. Almost a sellout already.
Oh,
so
man.
So if you want tickets,
are you talking about yourself or are you talking about...
Yeah, no, I have completely sold out on the industry. Yeah, right, I don't know what industry that is. Yeah, if you want tickets and you're thinking, this seems fun, get online now because we have very few tickets left.
It's theblackboximprov.com to get tickets.
Yeah, or daytonblackbox.com. Takes you to the same place.
Excellent, excellent. Check it out. And do we have a pair of tickets for
I'd like to give away a pair of tickets.
Okay, all right. So before you rush to the website, rush to your phone. And if you're the fourth caller at 769-1998, you'll score a pair of tickets to this Friday night's show at the Black Box Improv Theater. That's fourth caller, 937-769-1998. Winner gets a pair of tickets to the improvised musical show Friday, this Friday night, first Friday. So go out and have some fun. 8:30 p.m. at the Black Box Improv Theater. Trey, Justin, thank you guys so much for being here.
Thank you, Juliet.
Go to your phones, 937-769-1998. Fourth caller gets the tickets. Right now, here's some music from the Nightbeds. Stick around. Room and Board will be live next hour.